So the voice behind that you've heard there, that dreamy song, is Julia Khan. How are you, Julia?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Not bad at all. As I tell you what, listening to that song, because I've listened to it a number of times now since your team have sent it to us, it makes your hair stand on end. Makes your hair stand up. There's something about it that grabs you and moves you. So what is it about and how did it all come about then?
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. So this song, it's called Something Better. It's off of my new EP that I just dropped called Heroine's Journey. And this song, I really just wanted it to feel like this explosion of hope. And it's about kind of opening your heart again. And it was a really special one to me. It's just a really positive song. And it comes a little bit later in the EP too. And it's just, it's just a really positive song that I was excited to put out there.
So a bit of history then, for people who don't know who Julia Khan is. Where you from? What are you all about from back then?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm currently based in Nashville, Tennessee in the States. And I've been over here doing a 2-week radio tour, which has been great. But I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana in the Midwest over there. So I started singing since I was so, so little, but been pursuing it since I was like 14 or 15, I think. Played in a band for a little while and then really kind of went off on my own solo artist journey when I kind of learned how to produce and taught myself that and how to write as well. So yeah, I've just been doing this ever since.
I mean, Nashville have a sound, don't they?
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah.
So, but I couldn't pigeonhole this into a Nashville sound. So was right. That deliberate that you didn't want to go and sound like Nashville?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if, it was conscious. It's funny when people think Nashville, they usually think country music, exactly. But I mean, I had just really been so inspired by a lot of indie electronic, alt R&B kind of sounds. And so that definitely formulated my sound. And I had been going to Nashville like every month or so working. So then I just decided to make the move and move there for sure. And Nashville's grown so, so much. So there's really every genre there now. It's grown into everything. But there's still that classic country, of course. But yeah, it's been really cool to kind of bring that flavor into the town for sure.
Who inspires you? Who are the people that you look up to?
Oh, so this question, whenever people ask me, I feel like I'm such an eclectic group of inspirations, honestly. I grew up listening to a lot of soul music, so a lot of soul singers, a lot of Motown singers. I feel like that's how I like learned to sing. But I've also been so inspired by artists like Stevie Nicks to Lana Del Rey to Frank Ocean and electronic artists. So it's really just all across the board. But really just great songwriters who kind of have a story to tell.
Yeah. I've never heard of Stevie Nicks said in the same sentences as Frank Ocean.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's why I say that and people are like, wait, what? But really, I think I'm just inspired a lot by artists who have a story and tell a story in a certain way that just really grabbed me.
So what comes first for you then? Is it the story or is it the melody? Which way around do you like to work?
When I'm writing. Sometimes it switches back and forth, but a lot of times it might start with the lyric or the concept. Like I might be driving in the car and I'll get a lyric idea, or walking down the street and I get that a lot. Or sometimes while I'm producing, I might have a little melody and then use some of those lyrics and build around it or write to it. So it kind of just depends on the song, but I definitely am very lyric driven. I can let it go, make me believe in something.
When it comes to songs that you've put together or ideas for songs that you've put together, and then management teams might go, do you know what, that's not quite right. Do you get a bit upset that song isn't going to see the light of day, or do you push forward and go, do you know what, I believe in it, I'm going to put it out there?
Yeah, I really try. I'm very lucky to work with people who are very along the same vision as I am, but I like to definitely stay within my vision, and if I have a gut feeling about it and it feels special and it feels like it's the story I want to tell and the emotion I want to evoke, then I'll definitely fight for it and be like, no, I feel this is right. And luckily I work with people who are very on board with that.
So. Are you gigging over this neck of the woods then around here soon?
Yes, so we're looking to come back in the summer and do a number of live shows, so definitely stay tuned for that.
Oh, fantastic.
Excited,
where can people find out more about your music and all about you?
Yeah, so you can find more about my music and all of that on my social pages, which is at Julia Khan, and that's Khan, or on my website as well, which is www.juliakhanofficial.com.
Oh, fantastic. Now, it says here, by the way, you've got quite a few TikTok followers.
Well, We're growing it. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of views on some videos that have gone really, really well. So that's exciting.
So what's the secret behind a good TikTok hit, by the way?
I don't know. TikTok, it's such a different landscape now. I mean, it's totally turned the industry on its head. It's very interesting, but I've really tried to just view it as such a way to connect with more and more people. I think that's one of the beautiful things about it. A lot of actually listeners and fans on there have come from the UK and stuff. So that's why I was really excited to come over here and really connect in person. But yeah, I think it's just really an opportunity to connect with more people.
Would you be able, would any pop star be able to survive now without TikTok, do you think?
I think so. I think all of us artists are a little, it's an interesting switch, or just into that whole realm and how much social media makes an impact. But really, I just think it's all about inner balance and making sure you stay true to your music while still, you know, finding an avenue to connect with more people too. But it is pretty crazy how crucial that's become now. So it's wild.
I'm not on TikTok, by the way.
Yeah, I'm 42, I feel you.
So I can just about cope with Facebook.
Yeah, right. Honestly, that's a better way to do it, honestly, sometimes. It's just like, I don't know. I'm Julia Khan, and this is my new single, Something Better. What stars are you born under? I wanna know. Feeling like we're star-crossed, cross-faded on the patio. This one feels different, I could talk to you forever. The cold world had me jaded, but you make me believe in something better. Oh, like warmth after colder weather. And I think I'm falling for. Make me believe in something better. Show me darkness don't last forever. But you and I, just my. What are you afraid to say? You can say to me. Soul recognition, think I've known you for centuries. You're scared, I'm scared. Feel your heart beat in my head. And now I can let it go. Make me believe in something better. Darkness don't last forever.